Hi, everybody. It's Bobby Dooley.
Steve Dooley, too.
And we are, again, presenting A Basket of Butner. This is a Butner Lake show from last summer when we were celebrating Old Butner Days. Right, Steve?
Yeah, Old Butner Days, where Bobby dressed up in a saloon.
Don't say it. Okay.
Yeah, well, a saloon lady dress, and I had on buckskins and chaps and walked around.
Right.
Well,
all right, I'll say, Steve walked around in chaps last year with nothing on underneath.
All right, well, you were dressed like a saloon whore.
Ow! God damn it. I never touched you. Anyway, this is our celebration of Old Butner Days, and we have on a lot of very colorful characters from around Butner and Butner Village, the Landing, the Goblin, the Goblin Squats, and Butner Town. They're all there on the show today as we celebrate Old Butner Days. Yeah, right, Steve?
My nuts.
I didn't touch you. Tell the people I didn't.
She didn't touch me.
Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry for the language.
Here it is, Old Butner Days on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Steve?
Yeah, yay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, from El Pacifico in Southern California, and also joining the Dooleys, Bobby and Stevie, or I mean, not Bobby and Stevie, Bobby and Steve Dooley, at Butner Lake, here, Phil Hendry.
Thank you very much, Bud. No, it's definitely Bobby and Steve. Sometimes they've made that mistake, though. Bobby joining us from Butner Lake, where they... you know, you guys were a little late getting up there, Bobby.
We were, Phil. You know, just one thing led to another in June. We were supposed to be, and we usually are, up here at the Butt, what we call the Butt. And the boys are here, Jason... you're Justin. What are the names of my sons?
Seth, Dylan, and Justin.
Oh, Seth, Dylan, and Justin, yeah. Justin, how do you like it up here?
Yeah, it's okay, Mom.
No, he just ran off. Seth, how do you like it? And Dylan, how do you like it? I really like it a lot, Mom, and thank you for bringing us to butt, up to the butt, up to the butt. And that's enough. All right, so go off and do your inner tubing over there with your father. Are you going to take the boys in the inner tube, Steve? Steve, are you taking the boys in the inner tube?
Take them out there, Rich.
I'm sorry, Philip. We're getting the kids organized as we just arrived here at Butner. Not more than, I'd say 90 to maybe an hour and a half to 90 minutes ago.
Well, that's the same thing, but...
That's the same thing, Bobby.
Who is that?
It was Margaret.
It's me.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's the same thing?
90 minutes and an hour and a half. Anyway, Bobby, thank you for joining us from Butner Lake. It is the kickoff for another Butner summer. As I mentioned, you guys were late getting up to the lake.
We were, Phil. It was a very, very busy June. We had a late starting summertacular. Colonel Dean was with us. We had the Sassafras Experience. We had Bones Bostner and his quartet.
I'm not familiar. Are these popular?
Are they what?
Yeah. They're very popular, but...
The boys out of the inner tube. Yes, Phil, they're very popular at the Summertacular. Maybe you've never heard of them, but we happen to respect and like them at Western Estates. I'm sorry they're not the kind of Hollywood fare that you enjoy.
Bobby, I'm not trying to criticize. I just I didn't know who these what these acts were, but this, so you were organizing that, and that caused a late start to the lake.
Yes, it caused a very... Who's honking the horn out there? Bill Keebler is honking the horn, Steve.
Okay, Bobby, we're doing an interview now.
I understand, but Bill Keebler's honking the horn.
Keebler!
Yeah, Bill Keebler was honking a horn, Phil. Did you hear it?
We're fine here. So, Bobby, tell us about Old Butner Days, which is what you're celebrating there at Butner Lake.
We are celebrating Old Butner Days and here at Butner Lake. And I'm dressed, Phil, like an old saloon gal. If you ever seen the saloons from the Old West, I have on an old saloon dress that I found at a thrift store over at Moonwalk over there in the valley. And I have on the garter belt. And Steve's dressed like... Where's Steve? Where's your father?
Rick.
Okay, Bobby, that went out over the air.
Steve, would you...
I'm sorry, I was dealing with Keebler.
Steve is dressed like... Well, how are you dressed, honey?
What?
How are you dressed?
I got on a pair of pants and...
Costume.
Yes. Hi, Mr. Henry. I'm dressed like the guy that plays the crap table.
The croupier?
The croupier. Yeah, that's how Steve is dressed, like the guy that runs the game in the saloon. Old Butner days, I want to bring in Hal Faviday, and Hal, you have been instrumental in Old Butner days for the last 20, 25 years. Tell us about Old Butner days. What does it reflect? What is it about?
Thank you, Bobby. Old Butner days is a celebration of the turn of the century Butner Lake. In those days before the Goblin family had got here and had given it the name Luck Butner, which was eventually changed to Butner Lake by Susan Paradigm and our wonderful Chamber of Commerce to promote tourism.
Tourism.
It was called Loch Buckner, but before that, it was called Horror Valley.
It was called what?
Horror Valley.
Why was it called, my God.
Horror Valley, did he say?
You're not saying Horror Valley.
No, H-O-R-R-O-R. Horror Valley.
Horror Valley.
I didn't say horror, Dooley, did I?
Steve, get out of here.
You said Horror Valley. I said Horror Valley, you numbnut.
Okay, you're going to get a handle on these people, Bobby. You're going to have to cut away.
Everybody, watch your language. Steve, take a hike.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It was called Horror Valley. And it was here, Bobby, that the Putnam Party, who had been traveling with the Donner Party down across the Sierra Nevadas, made a left turn over the mountains, over Sebring Range, and down across the Bonehead Plain, and made their way down here into Horror Valley. Now, it was simply called the Pit, because the Butner Lake and Horror Valley, you go from the very high pinnacle there of Goblin Peak all the way down to the lake itself, Loch Buckner. And then it goes back up to Bob's Pointed Head, which is the name of that mountain.
They call it Bob's Pointed Head, Phil, because it was discovered, or it was initially climbed by a man named Robert McCuba. And
Robert who?
Robert, what is his name again?
Robert McCumber was the name.
Robert McCumber. And he got up there, and people asked him why. He said, well, they didn't think it was smart at the time, so they called it Bob's Pointed Head.
Oh, up to Bob. But at that time, Putnam group found it, they were out of food and they were out of water, and that's when they began to resort to cannibalism.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
Talk about cannibalism? That's right. What is that, a big, gives you big thrill, don't it, Dooley?
Can I ask this gentleman a question?
Phil Hendry wants to ask you a question.
Who?
Phil Hendry.
I'm not familiar.
My name's, it's all right, sir. So you're saying that the Putnam party that broke away from the Donner Party and went south across the Bonehead Flats and found this place called the Pit, which they eventually called, who called it Horror Valley?
Well, the Putnam group called it Horror after they realized they'd been eating each other. They went ahead and said, well, you know, and then they died. So
how could they call it Horror Valley and then die?
Because that's what they said. They said this is Horror Valley, and then the next day they're dead.
Okay, but how do they know who?
They kept it in a journal or something, or there were signs put up saying "Welcome to Horror Valley," and then the guy that put the sign up collapsed. Part of it was already eaten, you know.
Oh my God!
Oh, take it easy, Dooley.
Part of him was already eaten.
I'm imagining that. I don't know for a fact.
So the Putnam, I've never heard of the Putnam Party.
Well, that's okay. Just because you never heard of them, Mr. Harry, doesn't mean it never happened. I got more of these suckers coming up here from the city.
I'm not arguing with you, sir. I just, I'd never heard of it.
Well, now you have.
So then came the Goblin family, and they called it, why'd they call it Butner Lake again?
Goblins, well, there were two families, the Goblin family.
Oh, that's right, the Goblin.
The Goblin family, one of the sons left and said he never wanted to come back, and he changed his last name to Goblin, but then changed his mind and came back. So they called and lived on the other side of the lake where you have your cabins, so that's called the Goblin.
So he didn't want to live with the main family.
Right.
How do we know any of this is true?
What?
Never mind. Hi, this is General Galen Shaw, sir. Phil was just making a joke there.
I happen to be the valley that's a good one, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, that's fine, sir.
Yeah, this is Old Butner days, and it's based upon the turn of the century when this place was Horror Valley and the Putnam family was found half-eaten. So get a load of that.
We understand that, sir, and we're just trying to get the background.
Yeah. I did my research, sir.
All right. Okay. I didn't have any idea. I apologize. Thank you very much for...
Well, wait a minute, Phil. I'm not done talking to this chump.
I'm a what?
Nothing. I'm kidding. All right. So then came the Goblin family and Lake Buckner, and here we are.
And here we are, yeah. And you're dressed at the turn of the century. They had the first saloon they had here was called the Horror Hotel Saloon. And again, it was called Horror Valley, because when the people came here, they held on to the name for about a couple, 3 years. The Horror Saloon, Horror Hotel, and they had, and that's where you would be working, Ms. Dooley.
Now, where would be the Horror Hotel?
Well, where we are right now, the flats, which is the marina, it was located right here on this north side of the island where you live, Goblin Straits, before Percy Goblin broke away from the family and became Light of the World Goblin.
What does that mean?
What does that mean, light of the world?
Well, he went into...
it was religion, right?
Yeah, he became a evangelical.
Light of the World Goblin.
That was his name. You know, so, yeah, let me have one of those, okay? Are those hors d'oeuvres? Is that the Ritz cracker cheese? I'll have two, thank you. They've got hors d'oeuvres.
They're up there walking around with, you know, Ritz crackers and cheese, Phil, and there's hot dogs, and there's buns, too.
Big deal. Hey, Dooley, why don't you go into the lake, not paddle your arms, not kick your legs, and see how long you can float. Okay.
All right, I'm going to... Hold on, Bobby.
You guys take a hike.
Okay. Bobby Dooley...
Take a hike, I said.
Me too?
Yes.
You're talking to the official...
Thank you. I'm awfully sorry, Phil, but these guys are... Little bit out of control.
I understand. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley at Buckner Lake. It is old Buckner days there. And we'll be right back with more right after this message.
Go. Go!
Hi, it's Steve Dooley. You get it. Go drown yourself in the lake.
Go.
Hi, it's Phil Hendry. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass is available to you today, every day, for a subscription. And then you can go into our archives and listen to the thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of radio shows, as well as digital shows that we've done for you down through these many, many years. Our radio show goes back almost 30 full years. We have our Los Angeles shows, our Miami shows. We've got our nationally syndicated show. We have all of our digital content. There's a lot of video casts that we did. There's home movies taken by myself and members of my family. We have podcasts from Elcott The Next Step, Bobby Dooley, God knows who else. And we also have some radio and TV interviews that we did and a couple of television pilots that we actually, if you can believe it, produced. Someone gave us the money for it.
Yeah.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. It's really fun, isn't it, General?
Yeah, it's great.
Go. At philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. All right, welcome back, folks. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley at Buckner Lake. It's old Buckner days. Bobby?
Thank you very much, Phil. You know, old Buckner days would not be old Buckner days if we didn't have Claudeline Wilson. She runs the flats liquor store, and also Phil is the brand new Goblin Steakhouse, which you've opened up. Madeline, come on in here.
Thank you, Bobby.
Madeline, when did you get the idea for the Goblin Steakhouse?
The Goblin Steakhouse, we were considering, my husband and I, we opened up the flat barber shop and we have the chicken on the run, and we thought that a steakhouse was needed. People wanted some fine dining where you could sit down, have a steak. As you just heard our historian, our late historian there, what was that guy's name?
I forget.
Well, he told you that cannibalism had been practiced here back in the day. And so I thought, you know...
So you thought a steakhouse...
Well, no, I'm not to be ghoulish or anything, but I thought, you know, where once there was cannibalism and human beings eating each other's flesh, now you can sit down to a steak.
That was my husband, Steve. This man, Steve Dooley, is a piece of work, isn't he? Steve, bug off. Go with the boys and go over the falls.
Hey, Bobby.
Anyway, Madeline, so you had the idea for a steakhouse after you found out that they practiced cannibalism
That's been common knowledge. I don't know. You're just finding out about it. But the practice of cannibalism at the turn of the 20th century was very well known to many of the longtime residents. But when we decided to open the steakhouse, you know, I talked to my husband and a couple of the other business people. I said, it's ironic, isn't it, that we had a valley that was crawling with cannibals at one time.
Can I ask a question?
Phil Hendry. Yes, sir.
What do you mean crawling with cannibals?
Well, there was this, the Putnam Party had, what are you doing? I'm sorry, but my underwear got stuck up. The Putnam Party, Phil, it was only a party of about six or seven people, but it just seemed like the place was crawling with cannibals when the first cavalry came in and found these people, had put up a sign saying, "Welcome to Horror Valley," and there's a guy there draped over the sign dead with part of his leg.
Okay, so therefore, it seems like it was crawling with cannibals.
Well, read the history, okay? Before you take, make any judgment, Phil, read the history, and you'll swear this place was lousy with cannibals. From coast to coast, my man, from Bob's Pointed Head all the way up to Goblin Peak.
We're talking with Bobby.
And the other thing, hold on, Mr. Henry's hosting the show from Southern California. Oh.
I'm sorry, we're talking with Bobby Dooley at Butner Lake in his old Butner days. Interviewing some of the locals about old Butner days. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah. So you have the Goblin Steakhouse, and what else? We've had Chicken on the Run, as you know, Bobby, because they Steve over here. You know, we love Steve. He's such an imbecile. He is, but he's a lovable man. And Steve's over here getting chicken every other night. And then of course we have the Flats Liquor Store, where Steve comes for his beer and his beer nuts. Here's Steve now. Come on, Steve. We're talking about you.
I thought I heard my name. Hey, Mr. Malin.
Good, Steve. Are you coming in to get chicken tonight?
Oh, I'm going to get chicken tonight, but it won't be at your store. It'll be up the hill at my house, if you know what I mean.
Ow! God damn it, Bobby. Don't you ever talk that way.
Bobby, please.
I'm sorry, but he's talking about your wife like she's some newborn slut.
Come on.
Steve, why don't you go down and get the butter girl ready? I want to take it across the lake.
Not
for what you think, okay? I want to check out the new Jesse Waters show.
Okay, we're talking to Bobby Dooley and one of the locals there, Madeline. You run the restaurant and the liquor store, right?
That's right, Phil, and Chicken on the Run. So we have now the Goblin Steakhouse, Chicken on the Run, and our the Flats store. And the landing, which is the marina for the boats, you know. Thank you very much, Madeline.
All right, Bobby. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Is that it?
No, that's not it.
And we're clear.
Bobby, you can't do that anymore. I'm telling you, if you hit him one more time, you lay a hand on him, I'm calling a cop.
What are you going to call a cop and tell him?
That I hear you assaulting somebody.
He's a man.
It doesn't make any difference. You hit him right in the... Where'd you hit him?
I pinched his butt.
Let me talk to Steve.
Here he is, Steve.
Yeah?
What did she do to you, man?
Pinched my ass.
It sounded like she kicked you right in the balls.
Well, it did hurt, but I wanted to make it sound better, so I...
You exaggerated it.
Hey, Dooley, what do you think? It's funny or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
She pinched your ass.
It did hurt. It hurt bad.
Give me the phone back. Thank you. Okay, we about done.
We're, do a commercial. We'll be right back.
The following was pre-recorded.
Hi, I'm Bobby Dooley. And while we head up to Butner Lake for the old Butner Days celebration, I would not go up there. I wouldn't be alone in the car with the boys, Dylan, Seth, and Justin, and the other boy, Steve, without my backstage pass and my earbuds. That keeps me sane. And let me just suggest that to any parent or wife or husband, if you want to drown out the noise and keep all those clowns out of your head, get a backstage pass, get those earbuds, pump that through the phone, and you're going to be living large. No deposit, no return.
Yeah, right.
World famous Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. Get it at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Come on. Welcome back here to the Phil Hendry Show at Butner Lake is Bobby and Steve Dooley. and we're just checking in with them. It's old Butner days up there, and lots of action there, huh, Bobby?
Yeah, we're out here on the patio at the Landing, Phil. There's a lot of people that are going into the new Goublin Steakhouse. Do you want to get a steak, Steve?
Hey, Steve, Bobby, Steve said that you just pinched his ass.
That's right. That's right. But he made it sound like that I'd taken... He made it sound like I took gardening shears to his you-know-what.
It hurt.
Oh, my ass.
My ass.
Bobby, what else do you have planned? Now, you guys got up there late. Did you... You weren't there for the 4th of July?
We were not here for the 4th of July, but it was better that we weren't because I had published a photograph last year of what I thought was the 4th of July celebration, and it was actually an ammo dump in the Ukraine blowing up. So that was...
yeah!
How's that feel?
Okay, all right, enough of the pinching on the ass.
Who are you talking to?
You, Bobby.
Mr. Henry, I have had it with being yelled at.
I don't like listening to this guy. Hey, Steve, quit making it sound like you're being tortured.
I'm sorry.
All right, Bobby, congratulations on another successful run up to Butner Lake. How long are you guys staying for?
We're probably going to be here for, are you going to fire up the boat or what, are you going to stand there looking stupid?
Okay.
We'll probably be here for another, 60 days, I guess, but maybe just before the beginning of the summer, the beginning of September, we'll head back.
Oh, so Steve's going down to fire up the boat.
Yeah, Steve's down firing up.
Steve got the boat out.
Hi, honey. You can see him out a little bit out there. What's up? He's heading on back now.
All right, well, Bobby. Is that him?
Yeah. Why don't you open it up, Anyway, that is,
Yeah!
Here he goes.
What kind of boat has he got anyway?
He's opening it up. So, bye, Steve.
Anyway, Bobby, thanks for joining us for Old Butner Days and the story about the Goublin Steakhouse and the fact that the place was lousy with cannibals.
You're welcome, Mr. Henry. I hope you all enjoy your summers, as I know that we is.
Right.
The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for CM3 Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Steve?